This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Healthcare reform and other issues have lately crowded news from Afghanistan and Iraq off the front pages, but those wars have not gone away. That's part of the message that Kathy Kelly, an activist and three-time nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, is bringing to Santa Rosa tomorrow night.
Sometimes there's a sense of fatalism. Well, what can we do about it? And so I think it's important for us to think hard. Okay, what can we do about it? We have a president who has said that by July of 2011, the troops would be coming back. But I think that there will certainly be a lot of pressure on President Obama to assure that not only troops not return, but that many more troops go over to Afghanistan, and that there could be decades more of this war.
Kelly, a founder of Voices in the Wilderness, worries that calls for further troop buildups in Afghanistan are already being made behind the scenes, and that public dialogue on the issue will be moot if it is not mobilized soon.
General David Petraeus himself contributed toward a counterinsurgency manual, which says that you have to have 25 soldiers on the ground in the country where you're fighting for every 1,000 residents. Well, that would amount to 600,000 soldiers. Where would the United States ever get 600,000 soldiers to be stationed in Afghanistan?
If billions of dollars are to be spent in Afghanistan, Kelly contends, there are far more effective uses for that money than supporting soldiers.
You know, it's going to cost $1 million to keep one soldier from the United States in Afghanistan for 1 year. Well, a district governor in Afghanistan makes $70 a month and has an operating budget of $15 per month. Why not put the resources directly into helping what is the second poorest country in the world? 850 Afghan children die every single day, and over a fourth of their children will never grow older than 5 years of age.
As a coordinator for Voices for Creative Nonviolence, Kelly is also deeply involved in their new initiative, the Peaceable Assembly Campaign.
We believe that when it says in our Constitution, Congress shall make no law to abridge the right of people to assemble peaceably for redress of grievance, that means no law. That means that you legally have the right to assemble peaceably. And I think it's possible to do that to some considerable effect inside the offices of the elected representatives, to go to those offices and say, look, these are our grievances.
Through this and other efforts, Kelly is hopeful that the mobilization of public involvement that was so visible during the last presidential election can be revitalized, even if it means opposing the president that many of those people supported just 2 years ago.
My sense is that people are coming back to life again, and that the very same people who worked hard to stop the Iraq War in 2003. Those people haven't disappeared. They just maybe became quiet for a while, but I'm hoping that that group is going to be reachable and that people will begin to return to a very public and sustained and consistent protest against these wars.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.